This is Bhagavad Gita, this chapter 4, text 8. Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Someone else? Anyone else? Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paratranaya, for the deliverance. Sadhunam, of the devotees. Vinashaya, for the annihilation. Cha, and Dushkritam, of the miscreants. Dharma, principles of religion. Samsthapana, Arthaya, to reestablish. Sambhavami, I do appear. Yuge, millennium. Yuge, after millennium. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear, millennium after millennium. Purport. According to Bhagavad Gita, a sadhu is a man in Krishna consciousness. A person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualifications of Krishna consciousness wholly and fully, he is to be understood to be a sadhu. And Dushkritam applies to those who do not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants, or Dushkritam, are described as foolish and the lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Whereas a person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may be neither learned nor well-cultured. As far as the atheistic are concerned, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravana and Kamsa. The Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons. But the Lord especially descends to appease his unwilling devotees who are always harassed by the demoniac. The demon harasses the devotee, even though the latter may happen to be his kin. Although Prabhupada Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu, he was nonetheless persecuted by his father. Although Devaki, the mother of Krishna, was the sister of Kamsa, she and her husband Vasudeva were persecuted only because Krishna was to be born of them. So Lord Krishna appeared primarily to deliver Devaki rather than kill Kamsa, but both were performed simultaneously. Therefore, it is said here that to deliver the devotee and vanquish the demons, demon miscreants, the Lord appears in different incarnations. Om Jnanatimidam Tasya Jnananjana Shadakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaityam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sativam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Holi Priye Vancha Kolpitaru Hishcha Kripa Sindhau Yevacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you all again for coming. This verse and the verse before it describe the appearance of Lord Krishna in this world. In the previous verse, Yada Yada Hi Paramasya Glani Pabati Parata Abhyutana Matarmasya Tadatmana Sudhana. Krishna says, I come again and again whenever there's some discrepancy in religious principles. You know, it's very distracting when you're doing that. The class is going on and you're playing as video photographer. How can you possibly be listening? Very distracting. Krishna describes, I come again and again. whenever there's a discrepancy, dharmasya glani means when religious principles are not being properly followed. And adharmasya, when there's irreligion prominent, then sambhavami yuge, I have come. By my own spiritual potency, I come. Parajanaya sadhunam, to favor the devotees. And vinashaya jadushkutam, to completely destroy the demons. Dharma samsthapanartha, and to reestablish the principles of our eternal relationship with God, with Krishna. Sambhavami yuge yuge, I come again and again. These verses embody a very important understanding of the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Today is celebrated as the appearance day of Lord Jesus Christ. And concerning Lord Jesus Christ, there's in the early days of Christianity, there was a lot of confusion. Is he God? Is he the Son of God? Is he not God? There were two sides battling it out. One side said, if you don't recognize him as God, completely God, then you're committing an offense. You're denying him. Another side said, if you just accept him as God, only purely God, then you're denying the value of his sacrifice. So they were practically at war with one another. And they each had their texts. On one side, God says, Jesus Christ says, I and the Father are one. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. On the other hand, it said that he's sitting on the right-hand side of God. Does it mean he's sitting on the right-hand side of himself? The argument was given. So there was a lot of confusion and a lot of fighting about it. And they arrived at some conclusion. Not everyone was happy with it, but they arrived at a conclusion that he's both man and God. But still the matter may not be, it's described as a mystery. How could he be both man and God? So here, the Vedic understanding is very helpful. From the Vedic literature, we understand that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears in this material world as an avatar. Avatar means one who descends from the spiritual world. Avatar. One who descends. So there are different kinds of ways that Krishna appears. And that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishna's Kaviraj, the following verses summarize these principles of incarnation. Srishti hetu jay murti prapanche avatare she ishar murti avatar nam dhare mayantita parabhyome shavar avastham vishve vishve avatari thare avatar nam. The avatar, or incarnation of Godhead, descends from the kingdom of God, for material manifestation. And the particular form of the personality of Godhead, who so descends, is called an incarnation or avatar. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatar. I think that's clear. God can descend from time to time in different forms. Now, there are various kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Lila avatars, Shakti Avesh avatars, Manvantara avatars, and Yuga avatars, all appearing on schedule all over the universe. These categories are different kinds of incarnations. Purusha avatars are the forms of the Lord who descend to the material cosmic manifestation for creation. There are three: Mahavishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu, Kshirdaksha Vishnu. And their purpose is to establish the universal creation. They're called Purusha avatars. Then Guna avatars. The Guna avatars are the masters of the three gunas, the three modes or qualities of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. There are also three: Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is not actually God. He is one of the living beings, but he's empowered by God for creating the universe, just as you might hire a contractor to build a building. You're the actual builder, but you hire the contractor to do the construction. Well, Lord Brahma's like that. He's the most pious living being in the universe. So he's entrusted with the task of sub-creation. The basic creation, the framework, is made by Lord Vishnu, and Lord Brahma fills it in. Then Lord Shiva is also not on the same level as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's not on the level of the Lord ordinary living being. He has his own nature. Because he's in charge of the mode of ignorance, just as Brahma is in charge of the mode of passion. And along with ignorance comes destruction. So Lord Shiva is in charge of ignorance and destruction. And because he's in charge of that mode, he's slightly in touch with material nature. And so he's not quite on the level of Lord Vishnu, who himself takes charge of the mode of goodness. Shri Ramyata Dhivikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjayate Mahitatat Pitagasti Eto. Yas Sambhutam Apitata Samupayati Karya Govindamani Purusham Tamam. Lord Vishnu is compared to milk, and Lord Shiva is compared to curd or yogurt. Curd or yogurt is nothing but milk, but it's not at the same time the same as milk. When milk is turned by touch with lemon or tamarind, it becomes yogurt. So milk you can use for any purpose. You can turn it into yogurt, but you can't turn yogurt into milk. And you can't use it for every purpose, even though it's also not different from milk. So Lord Shiva is in a special category. He's almost on the level of the personality of Godhead. But because he's in touch with material nature, he's even married to the goddess of material nature, Devi. So he's slightly in touch and not quite on the same level But Vishnu is himself the personality of Godhead. But these three together are called the guna avatars.
Then, lila avatars,
the forms of the Lord who come and perform different lilas or pastimes. The Lord comes as a fish and performs the pastime of saving the Vedas. He comes as half lion and half man and kills Hiranyakashipu and saves Prahlad Maharaj. He comes as a boar and lifts up the universe. He comes as Lord Ramchandra and performs the pastime of killing Ravana and rescuing Sita Devi. Well, these are lila avatars. They perform various pastimes. Then Manvantara avatars. There are 14 manus, or masters of the universe, who appear in different ages. There are 14 ages in a day of Brahma. And there's a manu in charge of each one. And in that age of manu, there's an incarnation who appears. He's called the Manvantara avatar.
And yuga avatar.
There are four yugas. Satya yuga, Treta yuga, Dwapara yuga, Kali yuga. Each one of them has its own method of spiritual, attaining spiritual perfection. Kute yat yayato Vishnu, Tretayam yajato mukhaya, Dwapara paricharyayam, Kalotat nikirtan. In Satya Yuga, the yoga system, Ashtanga Yoga, sitting postures and breathing exercises and so on, meditation. In Treta Yuga, the sacrifices, grand sacrifices. In Dwapara Yuga, temple worship. And in Kali Yuga, Hari Kirtan, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, as found in the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in each of these four ages, Krishna appears and teaches the Yuga Dharma, the method of spiritual perfection. These are called yuga avatars. And then Shaktyavesh avatar. The Shaktyavesh avatars are empowered incarnations. They manifest the power of the Lord. They may not be the Lord himself, but they're as good as the Lord because they're given power by the Lord. They're called, just like Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is not Lord Vishnu himself. He's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's one of the living beings. But he's empowered by the Lord to write, to compile the Vedic knowledge. So he's called Bhagavan Vyas. He's honored as much as the Lord because he's empowered by the Lord for this function. Just as we have during the British rule in India, there was a viceroy who was given all the respect of the king. He wasn't the king, but he acted on behalf of the king. He was honored like the king. Any offense to him was considered an offense to the crown. Any gift to him was a gift to be given to the king. So although he wasn't the king, he was representing the king and he had the power of the king. So
the Shaktivesh avatars are invested with power. Lord Buddha is another Shaktivesh avatar. He was given special power to create faith in people so that they would give up animal slaughter and take to nonviolence and be able to make spiritual progress. Nard Muni is another Shaktivesh avatar. He's not the Lord himself, but he's given power to spread the message of Krishna all over the universe. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada accepted, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepted Lord Jesus Christ as Shaktivesh avatar. Shaktivesh avatar means he's not God himself, but he's as good as God himself because he's given special power by the Lord. Therefore his system of or his teachings have spread all over the world. Why? Dharma samsthapananta. Because there was discrepancy in religious principles, people were not following. They were absorbed in materialistic life. They were demonic, like King Herod. And therefore, they needed to be uplifted. And therefore, Lord Jesus Christ comes and reestablishes religious principles. Some people were following religious principles, but that's all they were doing, was following the rules and regulations of religion without actually understanding the essential principles. Simply following lots of rules and regulations, that's everything. Real development of love for God. And therefore, Lord Jesus Christ came and taught love for God. He taught love for God. Actually, dharma means love for God. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir moksha. Vahaitaki apratiyata yayat asu prasidhati. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the question arises, what's actually the best system of religion, of dharma? What's the best dharma? And Bhagavatam doesn't say, oh, Hindu religion is best, or Christian religion is best, or Islamic religion is best, or Jain religion is best, this religion, that religion. Savaikam samparotam. The highest religion for the human being, yato bhaktirat mokshajaya, is that by which we develop unalloyed love for adokshajaya. Adokshajaya means Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who's beyond all material conceptions. Vito Bhaktir Adhokshana. Adhokshade. Ahoitakiya Pratiyata. And what kind of love? For some purpose? And we see in Africa a lot of religious teaching. And the religious teaching is that you come to God and you'll get everything. You're poor, but God doesn't want you to be poor. You come to Him and get rich. You just, I did it and now I'm floating in money. All problems have been solved by the grace of the Lord. So appealing to some material motive. Sometimes even a bribe is given, and you join our church, and we'll give you, in India they do this, we'll give you a chicken, we'll give you a this, we'll give you a that. Well, this is not love of God, it's love of money. Or love of chicken. There's some motive there. It's like a business deal. Oh God, you do this for me and I'll do this for you. So Bhagavatam says that's not transcendental religion. That's not the highest principle of religion. Adho bhaktir, yato bhaktir adhokshade, bhaitiki, without any purpose. Not because I'll make some money or it's a good way to meet people, you know, for business. We go to church on Sunday and we network and we make contacts. Or we're seen as being good members of the community because we belong to this or that church or mosque or mandir. Ahaitaki, no purpose. Lord Chaitanya says, Natanam Najanam Nasanduni Kavita. Not for money, not for followers, not for getting a beautiful wife, not even for liberation. But only because that's who I am, I'm your servant. You're the Supreme Master, I'm your servant, and so my business is to serve you. In the beginning stage, we may have some motive. We're in distress, we need money, we're curious, we're looking for knowledge, so we approach God. But in the perfect stage, I don't want anything. I just want to serve. And when? Once a week? Once a day? Once a year on Christmas or Janmashtami? Apratihata, constantly, without any interruption. The Bhagavad Gita is teaching us the science of how to serve Krishna all the time. Even though I may be working, even though I may have family life, even though I may have studies, even though I may have so many things to do, Krishna is teaching us how to be Krishna conscious all the time. Apratiyata, without any interruption. How to dovetail everything, connect everything in such a way that we're always engaged in Krishna's service. Apratiyata. No interruption, no conditions that under this condition I can serve, under that condition I can't serve. One has to learn the art of serving Krishna all the time. Apratiyata. Why? Yayatma supersedity. And by that parodharma, by that transcendental dharma, by that highest religious principle, one will be completely satisfied. His soul will be fully satisfied. Yayatma supersedity. Precedity means happy, satisfied. And supersedity means very, very satisfied. Because just like a child, we see a child is crying, and you give it to one person, or you give it to another person, no one can do anything, but when the child is on the lap of the mother, then the child is happy. So our natural position is to be engaged in Krishna's service. And that natural position can be revived by this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by the science of devotional service, by learning how to serve Krishna always, And this, how to understand Krishna, in the next verse we'll read Janmakarma Chame Divyam. Anyone who understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that his activities are transcendental, such a person on leaving this body, which everyone has to do, doesn't take birth again, but goes back home, back to Godhead, back to the kingdom of God. So all of the genuine religious teachers are trying to bring us to this conclusion. Sometimes they're teaching a little part, sometimes they're teaching more, according to the place, according to the time, according to the circumstances. They're giving, just like Buddha gave something, but not everything. By this chanting of Hare Krishna and by hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we come to the perfection of religion. They all want us, all of these great spiritual teachers want us to surrender to Krishna or to surrender to God. There's no difference, therefore, between the message of Krishna and the message of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, Krishna says, Lord Jesus Christ says, love my Father. And Krishna is the Father of all living beings. He says, love me. So there's no difference. If you say, love my Father, and your Father says, love me, the message is the same. The same message is being given in very practical form and in a very sublime manner through this chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It doesn't matter whether one is Christian, Muslim, Hindu. This is not another religion. You switch from this religion and you join that religion. Anyone from any religion can take part in this chanting of Hare Krishna. Anyone from any religion can benefit from the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Just like if we were offering gold, no one would say, well, no, I'm a Christian. And this is Hindu gold. I only accept Christian gold. Gold is gold. Gold is for everyone. So knowledge is for everyone. The knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is not meant only for the Hindus or only for the Indians. It's meant for everyone. Hindu, Christian, Muslim. Everyone can take advantage of this knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada said he'll be a better Christian, a better Hindu, better Muslim, because he'll get a better understanding of the purpose of religion. The purpose of religion is universal, to develop our love for God. And who is God generally? There's not very much knowledge. God is great, God is merciful. But who is God? Well, that we'll find in the Vedic literature, the personality of Godhead, Krishna. So we invite everyone, Hindu, Christian, Muslim, whatever, to take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement, take advantage of this literature, take advantage of this method of chanting the holy name of God, and be happy and attain perfection.
Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Are there any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
First, I'd like to thank you for welcoming me to Ghana.
Thank you very much.
For being with us today, the 25th of December, the year 2011, the birthday of Jesus Christ. So I want to ask, in this song or in our Krishna movement, we have four ashrams. We have brahmacharis. We have Star, Anaprastha, sannyas. And I believe the Pope is the head of Christianity.
The Pope is the head of Christianity, at least the Roman Catholics accept him.
What ashram does he belong to?
Pope, what ashram? Of course, he's supposed to be a sannyasi. Right? Pope can't have sex. Pope can't have a wife. Although in history, sometimes other things have happened. But Pope is supposed to be completely celibate. And he's supposed to teach, so that means brahmachari or sannyasi. Of course, anyway, something like that. He's not a grahastha. And he's not a student, so he's supposed to be. And he's not retired from family life, so he's supposed to be a sannyasi. Although a very opulent sannyasi. Some other question? Shall we stop here then? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pradhanate.